Morning, what interesting we have in Davin, reading from Sri Bhagavatam, fourth canto, eighth chapter, text number 62.
भगवान ईश्वर का संग हो रहा है। If you understand English, then I will speak English. If you say Hindi, some may not understand.
English,
you don't understand Hindi.
Not fully, very little.
But you are Gujarati for some time. Is coming.
My friend.
90s, Gujarati. Baba Ji.
विरक्तश्चेन्द्रियेतरतौ भक्तियोगेन भूयसा
तं निरन्तरभावेन
भजेत् धा विमुक्तये
विरक्तश्चेन्द्रियरतौ
भक्तियोगेन भूयसा
तं निरन्तरभावेन
भजेत् धा विमुक्तये
जनार्दन
प्रभु
तं निरन्तर भावेन
भजेताद्विमुक्तये
यू आर पांडा फ्रॉम मथुरा एयरपोर्ट The Indian those officer does. He's a foreigner, but he shaved head on. He looked like big one. He told me first impression. Came back to see his wife and follow.
Nirantara bhavena.
Loudly.
Bhajeta vimuktaye.
Next. Begin.
विरक्तश्चेन्द्रियरतो भक्तियोगेन भूयसा तं निरन्तरभावेन
सुर करे भालो करे बोलो melodious very nice
viraktascha indriya rato
bhakti yogena bhuyasa
tam nirantara bhavena
bhaje tadha vimuktaye
विरक्तश्चेन्द्रियरतो
भक्तियोगेन भूयसा तं निरन्तरभावेन भजेत् धा विमुक्तये
विरक्तश्चेन्द्रियरतो
भक्तियोगेन भूयसा
तं निरन्तरभावेन
भजे तदा विमुक्तये
विरक्तश्चेन्द्रिया
रतौ भक्ति योगेन भूषया तं निरन्तरा भावेन भजे तथा विमुक्तये.
You tried? You did? Yeah. Nama, you do next. Let me hold it. Louder, please.
Ek ek line
kore pon. Ek ek line kore pon, jan sabai shunte pare ebong tarao bole. Hey, tumi bolte paro na to ilo
viraktascha indriya ratau
viraktascha indriya ratau
bhakti yogena bhuyasa
bhakti yogena bhuyasa
tam nirantara bhavena
tam nirantara bhavena
bhaje tadha vimuktaye
bhaje tadha vimuktaye
viraktascha
indriya ratau
bhakti yogena bhuyasa
bhakti yogena bhuyasa tam nirantara bhavena
bhaje tadha vimuktaye
bhaje tadha vimuktaye.
Janardan Mathura pandit
viraktas Chandriya Ratao
Viraktascha Indriya Ratao
Bhakti Yogena Bhuyasa
Bhakti Yogena Bhuyasa
Tam Nirantara Bhavena
Tam Nirantara Bhavena
Bhaje Tada Vimuktaye
Bhaje Tada Vimuktaye.
Try.
Gita is good.
Read your time. But Prabhupada said read. So you read.
Viraktascha Indriya Ratau.
Viraktascha Indriya Ratau. Bhakti Yogena Bhuyasa. Nirantara Bhavena.
Give it to the Hari Tai. Hari Rama.
Viraktascha Indriya Ratau. Bhakti Yogena Bhuyasa.
Everybody.
Tam Nirantara Bhavena. Bhaje Sadha Vimuktaya.
Your mother? Huh?
Viraktascha Indriya Ratau
Bhakti Yogena Bhuyasa
Tam Nirantara Bhavena
Bhaje
Tadha Vimuktaye.
Give to her.
Viraktascha Indriya Ratau Bhakti Yogena Bhuyasa Tam Nirantara Bhavena Bhaje Tadha Vimuktaye.
Nikhil's mother, no? Who? She can? She can? She can? Later, after this.
Viraktascha
Indriya Ratau
Bhakti Yogena Bhuyasa
Bhakti Yogena Bhuyasa Tam Nirantara Bhavena
Bhaje
Tadha Vimuktaye.
She can?
She wants.
She wants, yeah, let her. Anybody can. Good. Some of them pronounce very clear, nice.
Viraktascha Indriya Ratau Bhakti Yogena Bhuyasa Tam Nirantara Bhavena Bhaje Tadha Vimuktaye.
Next, yeah. 몸을 아끼고 지하는데
위리따요 위리따요 복디 조개 나부야 떳니 단따에 보조따요 비목따에
들렸어요? But no. No, no means yes. Double, okay. 알게요? 나. 알겠어. So, can somebody read?
Word by word.
Everybody, word by word translation. Word by word. Virakta cha.
Virakta cha.
Completely renounced order of life.
Completely renounced order of life.
Indriya rato.
Indriya rato.
In the matter of.
In the matter of.
Sense gratification.
Sense gratification.
Bhakti Yogena,
Bhakti Yogena,
by the process of,
by the process of
devotional service,
devotional service,
Bhuyasa,
Bhuyasa,
with great seriousness,
with great seriousness,
Tam,
unto him,
the supreme,
the supreme,
Nirantara,
Nirantara,
constantly,
constantly,
24 hours daily,
24 hours daily.
Bhaveno,
Bhaveno,
in the topmost stage of ecstasy,
in the topmost stage of ecstasy,
Bhajeta,
Bhajeta,
must worship,
must worship,
Adha,
Adha,
directly,
directly,
Vimoktaye,
Vimoktaye,
for liberation,
for liberation.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Translation. If one is very serious about liberation, he must stick to the process of transcendental loving service, engaging 24 hours a day in the highest stage of ecstasy, and he must certainly be aloof from all activities of sense gratification.
Everybody read. You tell little translation, huh? Little two or three, everybody chant.
If one is very serious, about liberation, he must stick. To the process of transcendental loving service.
Engaging 24 hours a day.
In the highest stage of ecstasy. And he must.
Certainly.
Be aloof from. All activities of.
Sense gratification.
Please. This is flute, it's not playing.
Full news.
Sobra ইংরেজি বুঝে নাকি নাকি হিন্দি বলতে হবে বাংলা পারপর
There are different stages of perfection according to different persons' objectives. Generally, people are kormis, for they engage in activities of sense gratification. Above the kormis are the gyanis, who are trying to become liberated from material entanglement. Yogis are still more advanced because they meditate on the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And above all, these are the devotees who simply engage in transcendental loving service of the Lord. They are situated seriously on the topmost platform of ecstasy. Here Dhruva Maharaj is advised that if he has no desire for sense gratification, then he should directly engage himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The path of apavarga or liberation begins from the stage called moksha. In this verse, the word vimuktaye for liberation is especially mentioned. If one wants to be happy within this material world, he may aspire to go to the different material planetary systems where there is a higher standard of sense gratification. But real moksha or liberation is performed without any such desire. This is explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by the term Anno Abhilashita Sunnam, without desire for material sense gratification. For persons who are still inclined to enjoy material life in different stages or on different planets, the stage of liberation in Bhakti Yoga is not recommended. Only persons who are completely free from the contamination of sense gratification can execute Bhakti Yoga or the process of devotional service very purely. The activities on the path of apavarga up to the stage of dharma, artha and kama are meant for sense gratification. But when one comes to the stage of moksha, the impersonalist liberation, the practitioner wants to merge into the existence of the Supreme.
Your son finding difficulty? Say this side, back side. Huh?
The activities on the path of apavarga up to the stage of dharma, artha and kama are meant for sense gratification. But when one comes to the stage of moksha, the impersonalist liberation, the practitioner wants to merge into the existence of the Supreme. But that is also sense gratification. When one goes above the stage of liberation, however, he at once becomes one of the associates of the Lord to render transcendental loving service. That is technically called vimukti or the specific vimukti liberation. Narad Muni recommends that one directly engages himself in devotional service.
Thus, Shadhaitam, Shavadhitam, Parjan, Shaitam, Krishna, Chaitanya, Jaitam, Siradha, Krishna, Padam, Sarvam, Lolita, Sir, Chaitanya, Kamsa, Tapta, Kanchan, Devrani, Radhe, Vrindavanesha, Vishubhana, Kriteri, Namani, Vancha, Kalpata, Vipasthi, Vipasthi, Kapita, Anam, Pavan, Vrindavanesha, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Shadhaitam, Vrindavanesha, Shadhaitam, Vrindavanesha, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So, this is very nice verse. This is Dhruva Maharaj is speaking.
Narad Muni is speaking to
Dhruva. My dear Dhruva. So Narad Muni is speaking. Narad Muni is speaking to Dhruva Maharaj. Dekhi na Narad Dhruva chan.
Guru Vasudeva, son of the king. Narduni instructed, my dear boy. If one is very serious about liberation, acha, who can tell how many types of liberation? Five types. Each one say, you tell one. Time is running out. tell one. Sarupa, she says, right. Sarupa means one. Yeah. Sarupa means have the same form of the Lord. Suppose you go to Vaikuntha, Lord has got four hands. You go to Sarupa, Lord Ramchandra, you got two hands. Yes, this means. So some may say, how you can recognize, how Lakshmi will recognize in the, her husband? Anybody can tell? Just three golden hair marks. Like that. Few other things there. Like that. Kostuba jewel, something. This thing. So this Sarupa. Then, what others? Kekebolva. Salokka. Very good, Gopal. Salokka means Salokka. It means the same abode as the Lord. Sarupa, Samuppa. Sarupa, Salokka. And then Samippa. What is Samippa? You know? Should know all this. What is Samippa? Associator. Samippa. Samippa is very near. That means associate. Associator. Very good. Thank you. Sarupa, the three of them. Yeah. Then two others who will tell? Sajujya, Shasti. What is Shasti? Same opulence. Very good. Same opulence. What Lord has got opulence of it? Same. That is as good as Lord. So Prabhupada says, you want to go back to God, right? We have to qualify ourselves as good as God. You want to enter into a sun plant, you have to have a body. You can tolerate the fire. As it burning to ashes. Sukadeva Goswami went to the sun plant. You have to qualify. So Sarupa. We have got Sarupa, Sarajya, Shasti. Sajujya. Who will tell about Sajujya? Pradyumna. Sajujya. Sajujya. Right. Margin. She is right. Margin. So, devotee wants all this? Especially which one devotee does not want? Don't. Sajujya. Sajujya means becoming one with the Lord. Why he doesn't want? You can tell. He want to serve, but we become one with the Brahma Jyoti. How will he serve? That's how? They should hate it.
Want to taste sugar.
They hate it. Yes. Something like this. Whether you want to taste sugar or you want to become sugar. Okay, switch off, please. Something like that. We want to taste sugar. That means we want to taste bhakti. If you taste bhakti, then you give up sense gratification. Make sense? Make sense? Yes? Why you are after sense gratification? We are thinking, I am this body. So let us go. There and there is rabri. Let's go to Laibasa. When you get rabri, you won't realize the dhamma. Let's go. Vishwayo chariya sero se mojiya. You have to give up Vishwaya. From time immemorial, we are enjoying Vishwaya. Vishwaya means object of sense gratification. So, Prabhupada said, direct Vishwaya is always being eating, sleeping, mating, ahar, nidra, atraka, maitra. Sivo, Kagdela. Everybody after this. But we see that the Goswami is Nidra Aharo Vijito. They are so much in ecstasy that they forget bodily demands. Among all bodily demands, two things are very important. Eating full of belly
then his future is also sleeping. Yes, Janardhan? If you eat up like this, but, sleep also. And future is also. Bhubas, but in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, Bhubas said, because you have no attachment to Krishna consciousness, at least you become attached, in order to become attached to Krishna consciousness, many devotees came simply by eating.
Prasadam.
If you ask, every devotee has a story to tell how he became a bhakta. Many say, we had cold weather, outside snowing, tuk tuk. This is Hare Krishna Mandir. Can I come? Yes, I listen everything. After that, please come, prasad seva. Halua, puri, hot halua, puri. Cold weather, everybody likes. This is irresistible. But prasad is not different from Krishna. Even if you are attracted by prasad, come to Krishna consciousness. Very good. At least powerful. At present, most probably, I think at least this much we have got attachment to Krishna. But still some of them, some of us, still want to eat something else. Better Krishna katha we are attached to, Krishna naam we are attached to. Krishna, serving Krishna, distributing good. Whatever. Anything. Service, devotee gets so much ecstasy simply by serving Krishna. This is very nice. So that, so much so, they forget eating, they forget sleeping, condemn. Early days like that. Early days, devotee will do sankirtan till 10 o'clock, I remember. They won't come to take prasad in the temple. Prasad will come to them. They sit down in a park, at this time come, somebody come, and sit down, you see devotees come at that time, sit down, even at that time Krishna Katha, put a step, nectar of devotion, listening, and it is. Again go out, chanting, dancing, distributing book, distributing prasad. This is our life. This is our life. Of course, I don't know, Prabhupada said, what I gave you, you change it, then everything. If you strictly follow what Prabhupada said, even one can make one life back to God. One life. Otherwise you say, yesterday I was telling, Maharaj, we don't like to go this life, that life. Why you take 8 years pass, why you take initiation? Later on Prabhupada said, it will become very difficult. People are becoming so much asura, committing so much sinful activity. Very difficult to practice Krishna consciousness. One should make the best use of this human form of life, which is called Labdha Sudhu Labham. Out of 80,400,000 species, we suddenly got this human birth. It's very rare. How many living entities? We say even in a handful, in a hand you can hold so many germs, they outnumber all the other living entities. You know, the germ constitute the 3/4. According to scientists, 3/4 of all other living entities, germ, small. There are so many other living entities there. Jalaja Navalakhan. In the water, how many lakhs of living entities? Anybody? 9 lakhs. Kimayo, those who are like snakes, crocodiles, reptiles, and germs, and actually insects. How many types? 11 lakhs. Different type because of his consciousness. And trees, there is one tree, like a strange rakshasa. Acha? The trees, how many lakhs? Bingshati. 20 lakhs. There is one tree, scientists found, maybe now is still in Madagascar, or maybe South America. You go, if you go towards the tree, even a human being, elephant, it's coming. This tree is just come very near the trunk. Suddenly, all the branches grab him and then squeeze out everything on his body. Like a sugar cane juice, you saw? Sugar cane, hakke, machine die, crash. Squeeze out. Then again they fold it again. You see in India, you take sugar cane juice? How
dangerous, rakshas, carnivorous. Carnivorous. Scientists cannot explain why, but Bhagavad Gita is explaining. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janmajunishu. Karanam. What is the cause? Gunasangasya. The guna you are associating with. You are eating food in a mode of passion, ignorance. Even some writer, world famous, Bernard Shaw, say, you are what you eat. Bernard Shaw come from Ireland. He's a world famous writer. He used to be a vegetarian. He didn't like killing so many animals to be seen, you know, slaughterhouses. Many poets, writers are like that. Of goodness. So like that, you cannot tell why this tree is like that. You can't. But Bhagavad Gita is Karanam. What is the cause? Guna Sangha As. So in a Bhagavad Gita picture, we'll find Prabhupada explaining how somebody eating a lot and next life, maybe bear. Sometimes sleeps long time, snake, sometimes sleeps long time. Other symptoms, judging, considering, suppose bear like blood, bear has got big claws, he sleeps, he likes to eat fish, now think of who likes fish eating. Bengal, Odisha, all coastal area. It's outside. Foreign country, I say, every Friday eating fish and chips. Fish and chips, Friday going to. No need. You know, Jonathan? People like fish and chips. Fish and chips. You put vinegar. Ketchup. Next slide. Depending on what are his symptoms, become bhalu. And if you are in Siberia now, like this, Siberian beer. You're Canada, Canadian big beer. 850 pound weight or something. Can rip up a tiger or a lion, I don't know, crocodile. So far, very strong. And go to the fountain, catching big fish. You go to Himalaya, they say, there are some inns. They say, at night, don't come out. There's somebody you can hear. Somebody would come, with one gentleman standing there. He'll keep big parkour. And you cannot fight him. He doesn't look like human being, but act like. He's waiting. Somebody come out. Big beer. Himalayan beer. And one day they'll find your body lying. Nothing. No blood. He suck out all your blood. In Himalaya, you go. Everybody should go inside some inn. As I've been Dharamsala or somewhere asleep. They say at night, don't come. Go out. Sometimes bear come and stand near gate or somebody out. Take him. He may sometime in. That's what they want to say. Catch it. Who is that? Cut. Chalo. Snatch it. So, so many types of dignity, having so many types of personality attachment. And accordingly, prakriti kriyamana, material nature working. My adhyakshana, Krishna said, I order under my direction, prakriti shuate. Shuate means he creates sacharacharam, living being and some moving being and non-moving living being. This is non-moving, you become a tree. You did something, now that tree must be also used to do something and something common, eating meat, pit, and a mode of ignorance. Tree is a mode of ignorance. Somebody takes too much mushroom. So one asking his guru, I don't want to mention name, addressing him with nice words, he said, I cannot, this is mushroom, is irresistible, what to do? Don't offer to Krishna. Krishna never said, Patram Krishnam. Phalam Tavam. This is mode of ignorance. Krishna takes, that is the mode of goodness. Life very much is very expensive sometimes. So Calcutta Park Street they are selling. It's always work. It's expensive. Doesn't matter. I don't know. How? Roast. I
soup also something. It's a mode of ignorance. Prabhupada doesn't like Prabhupada story. Just thank Krishna. Without Krishna's prasad, Krishna doesn't live. It's irresistible. I can't give up. Then you thank Krishna. Remember Krishna. Thank him. Don't offer to Krishna. Janardhan, right? Anyway, you are honest. You have got hope. Now don't take. But soup or roast. In the fire, I see, they put it roast with a lot of butter. Just eat it. Small, small. In Park Street, Calcutta. They rich people go there. A lot of protein. I think you like it. I was protein high. Something must be there. Only not taste. Sunday soup. India also. But one type of is poisonous. Huh? That's very poisonous.
Many.
That day in Kurukshetra, it's one so big, huh? So big.
In jungle.
It's a fungus in the jungle. India also expensive, I think, huh? Then, then, animal, how many lakhs? 30 lakhs type. 30 lakhs type. Birds? 10 lakhs type of birds. There are birds going from here to there, you see. Crow, pigeon. But there are birds coming from Siberia to Sundarban, Tiljala Lake, Bengal or not Bengal, South Bengal, Bihar. From Siberia. Thousands of times. How many miles? 10,000 miles.
To India, they are coming.
Yeah. They hatch. The egg. They hatch. The birds come out. Baby bird. Have they fly back? Have fly back.
What about visa?
They don't require. You require visa. They're out. So, there are different stages of perfection according to different persons' objectives. Somebody is doing dharma. I don't want to mention. What is the purpose? To get artha. In dharma, why? Get artha. Yesterday I said, could you give me this one? Why artha? They say. In Bengali they say, even though it is very rare to get, difficult, you can get my money. Taka diye bagher dudh paoa jay. That means you can get milk of tiger. Who will go to milk the tigress? In other words, in English they say, money talks. If you give money, then you can get your all done. This many does that with money. Suppose Guru say, you distribute this. We want money. How much you bought this? You should follow what Guru says. You change it, everything. Guru before living says, I change, then everything. Don't listen, sometimes Guru also. There is a nice story of Bhakti Samsara. That some monkeys used to live, and the king's son used to play with them, and since this, they are the prince. And so what daddy eats, they also eat. Natural. He's coming near and near. Natural. Haribol. Shyamali. Dabali. This is Shyamali. Because he is dark color. He likes. This is Bhakta Brajavasi. So what you said that then
the monkey
is what happened. So he said the old monkey, he has got experience. And the king's son eats so many nice things, what the father eats, father won't eat anything, the son also eats. And
rhinoceros like that, and monkeys, they come, they also eat. But where they do all these things, the king's son, Rajkumar, nobody can tell them anything except their father or mother. So, but they live near where the king has got his kitchen, where they cook. And there is also stable. Stable means where the horses are put. In the manor, you see, there is a stable. Now they are turned into goshala. The kings are expensive. The horses, they are king rides, and the prince rides on that, father horses. And the monkeys come there. And they are also, all these stable and kitchen have got a lot of straw, you know, dry grass. And there are also sometimes goats come there. Some people say, these Brajavasis, some of them 10 cows, some of them 10 buffaloes. You see, there's a lot of buffaloes now. Some of them also 10 goats and lambs. So they are called different names. Some are called Abhir. Some other two are called, I forgot, in other books. So the goats sometimes come to eat in the kitchen all the leaves and peels of the vegetables. One of the goat is very greedy. He sometimes, whether kitchen is kitchen cook is there or not, he go inside to eat more, and even the vegetable he try to eat up. So sometimes cook beat him. So the old the monkey among them, he's like their grandfather or father. He sometimes say, "I want to talk to you. Come here." He say, "Maybe don't be attached to all comfortable life. We are supposed to be living in forest, and whatever provided by the Lord, their roots, be happy with this. They are becoming very attached to comfortable, first-class food, luxurious. I don't know, I don't think it will be good in future." Why? He saw that other goat is so greedy. Even he has got sing also, so he goes inside. And the cook eats and sees all king and princess food, nice vegetables, eating up before even the giving the peel. Throwing. This guy so greedy, go inside and beat him. He said, "One day, in case he may beat him, with his guy is always coming, I am so much beating, he may take maybe burning log, which is wood, burning wood inside the fire. Then he has to go and sometimes catch fire. He has got
blisters
here. He catch fire or lamps. And naturally, he will try to extinguish it. Put it off. Where he will go? Put the stove. Roll on the. It's all straw. It will catch fire. What does it mean? Catch fire means they will get burned. And he knows, his old man, his experience, he will get burned. Naturally, the only medicine is the monkeys, the fat. Then whatever burnt portion, you put monkey's fat. Then he thought, the king will give more preference, not his son playing with the monkeys. Rather, he will use all these monkeys to for the cure of this, to save his life of the
horses.
Better, let us go. He will think all these things. Too much light comes, you can feel this side of this. Now the road will be like this. This is what happened. But other monkeys, young, they are thinking, what this old man know? We are young generation, we know more. We know no less than that. This is sometimes happening. No, they won't listen to me. I found they are not listening. No grandfather or father like my descendant get annihilated. They destroyed. So he says they are not listening. He left that place. He became very sorry for them. One day they will be killed. Thinking that. Sometimes this happens. Sometimes among the sadhu also this happens. Elderly sadhu or teacher. And actually that happened. One the same thing did happen, caught fire. King asked, what is the remedy? So many of my horses died. And he asked the Vaidya. Vaidya means doctor. What is called? Veterinary doctor. Veterinary doctor called, what is the remedy? Maharaj is all here. Most of the horses died or very badly injured, severely injured. But what is the remedy? We saw scripture. Whatever. Doctor, he said, my only remedy is monkeys. Fat. No problem. I know in my near kitchen there is so many monkeys. Got them. And they play, your son play with them. Doesn't matter what my son. His horses are very expensive. I have to say. And they again, son feeding, and they put a trap and caught. Finish. Sometimes this thing happens. We should be careful. We should always listen. Huba said, Tadero Charano Sebi Bhakta. We should always see what our previous acharya's desires. How to do devotional service. A very advanced devotee, he tells, do this, do this, do this. If we follow, then we can get the maximum gain. So our duty should be always follow the footprints of great acharyas. In a sense of that, the liberated soul, teacher, spiritual, he tells, do this, do this. If we strictly follow, we can go very good. Baba said, this is the safest path. But if you think I know more, then you find so many saintly persons, so many people come to saintly persons, and then so many go there. So we can learn from this so that we don't become a victim. Yes? Mm-hmm. We can learn from this, from the realities of life. Mm-hmm. So Vishaya means eating, sleeping, mating, dipping. And then subtle also there, in this world, Roop means beauty, Ras means something we enjoy, taste. Roop, Ras, Gandha, some smell, something smelling. Gandha, Sparsha, touching. Gandha, Sparsha, Shabda, sound. Roop, Ras, Gandha, Shabda, Sparsha. All these things also, there are many things which attract us, make us forget it. That is how he said, Vishaya Chariya, Se Rase Majya. Se Rase means in Bhakti Ras. You can have a higher taste practicing devotional service. Then our attraction to sense gradually becomes slackened. Because hogs, dogs, they are also enjoying eating, sleeping, mating, different. So we are more or less heading towards hogs and dogs' life. We mean most of it. Those are not devotees outside of them. Doesn't matter in material estimates how big he is. We don't care. So Vishaya Chariya, Serasa Majya, Mukhya Bala Hari Hari. All the time chant the name of Krishna. And we should also know how to chant the name of Krishna. There are 10-11 offenses. We should know, everybody should know who is initiated at least. There are 11 offenses. Please, each of you can tell one. First one is that those who have dedicated their life in the service of Krishna, we shouldn't blaspheme. Jara Bhagavanesh Sivai Jivan ki utsarga kurache, tade ninda na kara, tade prahar kara, ninda kara, tade samalachana kara, dosh dekha, tade deke ananda prakash jodi na kori, tade deke jabi shagot na kori, take welcome na kori, this is our first offense. He has got 6 divisions, I already told you 6. Second one, considering any demigod, even up to Brahma and Shiva, to be independent from the Lord. Shri Brahma Pajna Bharava Devata Bhagavan Thike Satantaka. Third, disobey the order of the spiritual leader. Order of the spiritual teacher. Disobey. Fourth, so to blaspheme the Vedic literature. Literature correlated to Vedic literature. Eighth, about Harinam.
Fifth.
Harinam is Arthavad. Concerning holy name, so many names, because Hari also means lion. Could be. Then I'm thinking about Hari. Krishna means dark. One can make so many things. Then another one is Harinam and Mohima. Take Otistuti Monica. The Harinam and Mohima, exaggerate. Then committing sin, pap kara, Harinam and Shakti. Tamani Harinam kole, papti muktaj. If you chant holy name, we become free from so many sinful activities. Result. All the time, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Kishayane, Kibhojane, Kiba Jagarane. Whether I am awake, whether I am going to take rest at night, sleeping, if I am going to eat, if I am maybe taking bath, but we should be always chanting Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
My dear Radharani, my dear Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, हे भगवाने अंतरंगा शक्ति इंटरनल हे कृष्ण सर्वाकर्षक जन्म मृत्यु के मुक्तिदाता परम आनंदेर मूर्ति आनंदे सागर राम परम भोक्ता आमाके आपनार सेवा निये प्लीज एंगेज मी इन योर सर्विस आर यू चैंटिंग लाइक दैट मेनी ऑफ अस नॉट चैंटिंग लाइक इन दिस मूड इज अ प्रेयर समटाइम वी आर चैंटिंग ऑलमोस्ट लाइक ए सम वर्ड मेकिंग साउंड No bhav. Bhaktivinoda says we should do bhav chant. Such a thing. Then it will be effective. Feeling separation. Just like a child, Prabhupada said, feeling separation, cry out for his mother or father. Naturally, father and mother can understand, feel. But why Krishna is not feeling? Sometimes we are not chanting properly. We have to be careful about the 11 offenses. And one common offense is, who can tell?
Inattentive chanting.
Very inattentive chanting. I am chanting, sometimes our mind is somewhere. That's why now, there is advance, you can concentrate. There are so many things, destructive. Our mind is destructive. When sound comes, we are seeing so much attention divided. So, how many we have gone to?
Seven.
Eight is, considering the holy name is like a ritualistic karma kanda, like a punya karma. Many hospitals, school, colleges, relief work, this is punya karma. Digging well for the people, lake for water, giving clothes, giving food. We don't give food, we give prasad, mercy of God. So eight. Ninth is, one who has no faith in holy name, we should not tell the glories of holy name first to him. Actually, glories of holy name is so potent as Krishna, not divine from Krishna, even more merciful than Krishna. But sometimes somebody may be there among the devotees, some outsider can help, but usually try. This is what? Ninth? So, tenth is that after knowing the glories of Hari name, still becoming too much attached to temporary vishaya, bodily things which gives pleasure to the body, temporary. This may be a little difficult, still can go. And 11th one is inattentive. It is almost everybody out of here. Krishna Bhuliyaji Bhagavancha Kare. Then the moment one is going to enjoy at once, being away from Krishna. So, Prabhupada says, we should mold our life in such a way that we can always can remember Krishna. Krishna means Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime. Krishna means serving Krishna. Krishna's devotee, serving Dham, anything related to us. But the Krishna's behavior, you should know what is serving. It is the first thing. They see our power. So, some people do like that. He does Dharma, to artha, to get artha. Now why artha? So that he can fulfill his desire. But the devotee, artha get, he is thinking how to use it in Krishna's service. That is all. The materialist, for his own sense gratification, either gross or subtle. Subtle is name, fame, position, adoration. And gross is sense gratification. Gross sense. People told me, 85%, no, no, Prabhupada said 98% people are in this world called. They are tamogun and rajogun. They are in the mode of passion and ignorance. Vaishnava ignorance is a sign. Passion means day and night, work hard. Sometimes night duty. So, one of our acharya said, Sita tapa bhata barishana edina jamini jagire kamala dala jala jivana talamala bhajahe hari padari jire. Hey, nice. You simply read this song, or at least listen, best is listen from Prabhupada and Parpur. It's wonderful. Essence of Krishna consciousness. Chapala shukala bala jire. Just for chapala suk, flickering. A very temporary pleasure which dogs, hogs are getting. Everybody is after this day and night. Even at the age of 80, still after. Some come to a spiritual master and say, now my grandfather is going to again get married. Going to nightclub. And see. Next life, rest assured, dog, hog. Or if it's too sensual after painter, maybe monkey, maybe sparrow, maybe dove. All this. Yes. Very sensually. Even somebody want to enjoy sensual but 1 hour, 3 times. These are monkeys, sparrows, dove, pigeon, and hawk, dog. Better than that is those who are calling me gang. He knows I am not this body. He is very dear to Krishna. But he wants to become marjit sometimes. Then yogi wants siddhi yourself. But siddhi is nothing to a devotee. Prabhupada gave an example of siddhi. To Prabhupada's father, one yogi used to come. Prabhupada's father respected him. And he says, some people can go within a few moments. Hundreds, even 1,000 miles. You got some mystic power. And many things they can do. But the devotee Prabhupada says, whether he is perfect in mystic yoga, perfection achieved, or not, devotee doesn't give any importance to it. Why? The one man said, I heard he went to, left home and went to associate with yogi. How long he stayed? 20 years. So in 20, what you learn? Learn something. Can you show? Yes. Show him. What is he? He can walk over water. Walking over water? And the devotee says, nothing. Worth 2 pennies. Really, how? He went to the boat, the river, and said, boatman, can you take me other side and bring me back? How much? 2 pennies. So, you spend 20 years practicing all these things, which was 2 pennies. So Prabhupada, this way Prabhupada explained. It's 2 pennies. Yogis are still more advanced because they meditate on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God. Above all, these are the devotees. Anybody can tell the verse which says, among all those who are practicing yoga, the bhakta are the greatest. Everybody. Yoginam api sarvesham.
Yoginam api sarvesham.
Madgatena antaratmana.
Madgatena antaratmana.
Saddhavan bhajate jo mam.
Saddhavan bhajate jo mam.
Same.
Same.
Yuktatama.
Yuktatama.
Mataha.
Mataha.
According to Krishna, the devotee is most intimately,
must be connected, a link to Lord. But others are not. Others call me Gani. This is the difference between Bhakta. You simply engage in transcendental loving service of God. They are situated seriously on the topmost platform of ecstasy. Prabhupada one place said, in Narad Muni's life, when somebody is 24 hours engaged in Krishna, so he can feel the presence of Krishna. So you can still now feel the presence of Krishna. You are 24 hours engaged in Krishna service. Of course, it doesn't mean that like the Goswami, you don't sleep, you don't eat. But devotees, just to keep the body fit, eat something. Just keep the body fit, sleeps for a short time. But still at that time he's thinking how to increase his service, improve his service. This is incident. Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada once was coming from South India, maybe from Madras, Chennai, to Calcutta in train with his secretary. And when everybody went to take rest, Prabhupada also, apparently, in a bogey, suddenly, at the dead of night, suddenly he got up and called out his secretary. What happened? He said, no, I had some idea. Can you bring your notebook and pen, write it down. That means you are still thinking, you know, how to propagate Krishna consciousness, better way, increase. So from this, we should learn how 24 hours we can be in Krishna consciousness. Another story is something different, how one should be determined. Usually one should please the Jasya Prasada. If he can please the spiritual authority, the teacher, then if he is pleased, Krishna is pleased. He is represented to Krishna. So one day, spiritual master is going in a train, he suddenly said, I feel, can anybody arrange for me some rice? And many disciples there. One of his disciples went to canteen in a train is running. At that time everything was served, nothing there. There is, hey, kya mangta? Something like that. She doesn't know. Maybe Hindi, some or other, she expressed herself so that they can understand that I want some rice. Yeah, no, nothing there. No, I will cook. No, no, you cannot, you are not allowed. What do I say? Then ultimately, say, who is there in charge? In India, if you go to the top man, it is easy to get the thing done. If you can convince him. This is the process in India. Not go through step by step, go to the top man. So he went to top man and he said, no, there's ruler, you can't. Then he started preaching, you know, I'm a disciple of this and this, and scripture says you are Indian. Scripture said that you have to please your spiritual teacher. Even at the cost of, by any means at the cost of life. What do you mean? He started preaching, he said, you don't allow me, you see this running train, I'll jump from here. God got nervous. That guy. Most probably she is going to jump. He got nervous. See, if this foreign lady jump from there, what will happen to me? I don't know. Great trouble later. She understood how to get the thing done. She is intelligent. So later then she cleaned up everything. Nobody could do, and she, all right, and his future master, so happy with this. How did you do that? So we have to exercise our brain, how to get the things done by Krishna.
To get the things done, sometimes we may employ many other means which are not really appreciated in the scriptures.
Of course. Then you use your sadhu, sastra, guru knowledge. Somebody says to some spiritual master, he is delivering the whole world. So, for the pleasure of Krishna, we can sometimes do for this, what Guru wants, we can tell lie. He said, no. Then you cannot be a Brahmin. In general, there is something in general, there is some specific case. At once, speech honesty, that is for exceptional case and exceptional devotee. Does it make sense?
Yes.
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 What's the time, baby?
9:05.
Anybody know Pavarga? It's a Pavarga and that is called Apavarga. Pavarga means Pa-pa-ba-pa-pa-ba-ba-ma. First is Parishtam. Everybody is working very hard to enjoy. Pa, but you worked so hard, just like you take horse drawn cart, foam is coming out, whipping, and the horse going into Tangawala. So, the goose, bullock cart, pa, pa, pana, ba means prostrated. Or some say badi. Then he get disease, too much working hard. Then when he's bad, he disease, he's thinking of more. Anytime he may die. Boy. 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 I mean boy. What is boy? Fear. Fear is he may die. But if you do devotional service, it's called apavarga. You become free from all this thing. No boy. No disease. Why? Tama not properly doing. So it is said one great devotee. Bhajahure mana. Oh my dear mind. Mind can be our enemy, mind can be our friend. Senses also. Bhajahure mana. Sinanda nandana. Please serve, darling of Nanda Maharaj. Why? Because his lotus feet is abhaya he gives you, make you fearless. Abhaya charanara bindare. So one should know how to make this mind, who can be friend at the same time enemy, make friendship with you. Bring mind under your control by engaging always in Krishna. The moment we are not engaged in Krishna service, it does not matter. Anybody doesn't know, mind becomes his enemy. And so somebody is living with a mind, untrained mind, enemy, it could lead him towards hellish conditions. He will take him to hell. Everybody should control his senses and mind by keeping engaged. That is called bhakti. Yogis try to control the senses artificially. Devotees give a higher engagement, better engagement. What is that? Engage in the service of Krishna. Hrishikena, Hrishikena. That is called bhakti. Provided he gives up his false ego, all his material designation. I don't know. Go on or question answer? Or please do it this evening again. You go in time, Tarprasad, any of you?
Today is the disappearance of Northumbrashtra.
So fasting?
No.
No fasting. Feasting?
That's for the information.
Oh, so Northumbrashtra Thakur. So we could have discussed this.
In the evening.
In the evening. Now take prasad. This is also prasad seva, sakula prasamancha. If you are in a mood of seva, you take prasad, that is meaningful. That means what Krishna takes, a devotee, made by the devotee. Then you become free from material attraction. Not cooked by devotee. You don't take it. Sakala prapancha. So any comment? Any question? Seva ki bolche. Bhaktach and mast. Okay, any comment? What is gone is Bhakta. Is Bhakta. Any comment? Any question? Kalkuna Pusnache, Esampoke, Janadad. Any comment? Any question? In this context. Tigo. এসব হয়ে গেছে কেউ করছে নাকি আবার করতে হবে?
হ্যাঁ সব রেডি হয়ে গেছে, চলে এসেছে।
কোনো প্রশ্ন আছে?
Yes, it's one day. Beautiful verse that we can conquer unconquerable Krishna by.
By Krishna said to Yudhishthir that though God is ajita, unconquerable, he can be conquered by one who is steadfast, engaging body, mind, senses. Then Krishna can be conquered. Krishna said to Maharaj Yudhishthir. Otherwise, Rukmini says to Krishna that you say to marry other princess, you are a cowherd boy, not. I find the kings, the controller, are who? Senses and three modes of material nature. Who can tell I have control over my senses? Raise hand. You control your senses?
Yeah, lusty desire, I don't.
You have no lusty desire. Now I ask, have you control over your senses? Rukmini Devi is saying this is formidable, most formidable, not formidable. Dudharsa. Anybody can say, I have control over sense. So we try.
The best prepare for the worst.
What?
Try the best prepare for the worst.
You can hear.
Try to prepare the best for the worst.
Yes.
Best is the best.
So the karmi doing pratishram?
Karmi. This won't go to the area because for them, sense gratification is the be all and end all of life. Drink life to the lees. Even licking up the last drop of wine. Where is that dream? How to enjoy, squeeze out everything. And later on, become what? Don't bother. So, some saintly person asked one richest. The grandson of a richest man came to him and he said, now he's paying obeisance. He said, so where is who made so much fortune? So you are the grandson of that man. Now where he is? He remains silent. And still now he can go to his house, he said, for sense gratification, so many things he has arranged. Now where he has gone? But we know where you are going. Somebody asked Prabhupada. So if all these things you are reading and telling, if it could be a hoax, Baba said, no hoax. At least we have got something we are going. You don't know where we are going. Very mean sir. Something like
that. Somebody with Prabhupada said that if you don't manage this life, then you will have holiday in heavenly planet. So the karmi do pavishram and we vishram.
You do vishram.
Vishram
ghat. You do vishram, I will go vishranti ghat vishram. Krishna took rest there after killing Kamsa. Kamsa means who is impersonal, nirvisheshvadi. Everybody is mayavadi, nirvisheshvadi. They cut off Krishna's hand, leg, everything. So his eyes, nothing. Make him blind. So somebody should kill Kamsa like this, nirvisheshva, become a personalist and offer Krishna something what Krishna likes and take prasad and have picnic on the bank of Jamuna, chant, dance, put himself Giriraj. There is a verse saying that Ittam satang brahma sukhanu bhutta dasyangatanam paradayatam. Something like that. Mayasritanam paradayatam. Something vijarbhu. Krita punja punja. Who many lives doing pious activity or devotional service. They got this chance of playing with Krishna, dancing with Krishna, loving with Krishna, then enjoying picnic with Krishna on the bank of Jamuna. If we come eager, want to join, let us become Krishna conscious. Kick out sense gratification. Don't follow hawks and ducks and Mickey Mouse. Better follow Mahajana. Now if you think this is a mythology, this is all hoax, then no chant. People used to think Hanuman, Rama and all these stories. Now you see the bridge found out. And they found this is as old as Lord Ramchandra's time. Millions and millions of years old. But they want to break it. They are atheists to get vote. And the people said, don't break, then you won't give you the majority vote. Giving excuse that big ships can go through shortcut. No, Baba. No, Baba. Still the Ugra Stomb of Nrisimhadev is still there. You can go. Aho Vilam. Arla Gadda. Arla Gadda. Gadda. We are invited. So your time is done. Go. Yeah? It's already maybe 9 after. 10 after. 9. Till you have chance, you can have 5-7 minutes to sadhana.
We'll go second to bath.
When we enter temple, we take him as like a stone. I mean, when we enter, we don't feel that Krishna is watching us. And
you have to qualify how much you are serving, then you feel the presence of Krishna. Somebody will put garland rather than his hand and always close eyes, see the Radha come in the mind. And he's very eager to serve, and Krishna reveals to him. Ask yourself, are you very eager to serve Krishna? Then, if the current passes through copper, it may not pass through wood. But when you pour water in the wood, it will fill. Make sense? With copper, with silver, something very conductive. Current is there, but if it's a wood, no contact. Plastic? No.
Yeah,
no. Non-conductor. Huh?
Non-conductor. Yeah,
yeah. You have to be enthusiastic to serve Krishna. Then Krishna from within reciprocate, respond. Sometimes devotee sending distribution, and some cannot do. The whole day he stopped eating, sleeping, going to eating, drinking. Suddenly some guy came. Hey, what are you distributing? How much? Take the whole book, give all book. Okay. Ecstasy! Where from he's coming? Very strange. He'll have experience like run, he's in ecstasy. Then he goes out and released like a nectar. The other time, his full belly, even many attractive things are there. I don't want to mention. But he's not hungry, so he doesn't find tasty. Suppose you are not hungry, but many very palatable dishes there. You won't enjoy it. But you are very hungry, even simple things, you find so tasty, isn't it? Here's some. This is. If you are very eager to serve Krishna, here, Krishna will also be eager to reveal to you. But you are not. He is eager, Krishna reciprocates. You see, in front of deity, you tell. If Krishna is standing in front of you. But if you think it is stone, then you see stone. If you think it is Krishna standing, you pray, you will find. One day Krishna will reveal to you. He is answering. He is fulfilling your desire, prayer. So one day, in some deity, one girl is thinking, I wish I make for Nrisimhadev some mango pickle. One day he saw in a dream after a few days. He forgot. Suddenly one is going, hey, where is my mango pickle? Oh, quick. Bring some mango pickle. Oh, you brought mango pickle. We don't serve. Is he not that mango pickle? Then he's telling the story. One year in nice chadar, very cold, severe, and serving Jagannath. Suddenly, after doing puja, he's going, suddenly, hey, you rascal, you yourself is wearing nice blanket. Where is my blanket? Who's there? Nobody's there. See, big eyes of Samsunda, Jagannath, looking at him. He got scared. Man, he said, is there any blanket? This, that. Shawl to give to Jagannath. And ran away from the temple to far away to Baba. So many stories.
Why it is not happening to you? You ask yourself. Somebody must be having all these things. There is a he stays. One has got a lot of experience. Nitya Navanabhava. New experience he has. Then they like it. Others not. You feel sometimes boring. And some forget eating, forget going to drink, going to bath, day and night serving Krishna. They must be releasing something. Otherwise, how will you do? Tell me. Make sense? Everybody has to pay proper price. Miracle is telling. There is a miracle. Tell miracle. No, why Amake? Everybody.
On 5th of September, Radharani Janmashtami chilo. Tarpor Charan dekhechi pink color er alta pora ekdom.
Acha, ami to Charan dekhte pai na.
Na, fast thakche khola thake.
Acha, jai ho.
Amar sei chokh sara din dekhechi. Eta mane chokhe ghurche je pink color er Charan alta pora ache. Tarpore next day 6 tarike Satik Tujme uthechi. Bathroom e giye na. Shobar khulchi, jekhane khulchi light pink color er jol. Puro. To বিশ্বাস করলো না আমি এক বাগের জল রেখে আবার চলে গেছি পুরো পিঙ্ক বেশি সাদাতে দিচ্ছি পিঙ্ক লাইট পিঙ্ক কি হচ্ছে একদম হাতে জল ধরেছি পিঙ্ক কালারের জল তোমার ওই যে চল আমি দেখেছি না লাল চরণে লাইট পিঙ্ক চরণ
ওইটাই বলছি রাধা কুণ্ডে অনেকে দেখে সবাই দেখতে পাবে দেখে অনেক সময় জলটা দুধের মতো হয়ে যাচ্ছে বিশেষ বিশেষ দিন
আমি ওটা আমি দেখলাম বিশ্বাস করলো না কেউ কিছু হলো না উনি বিশ্বাস করলেন না তো তারপরে ঘরে এসে বলছি দেখো তুমি এবার দেখো মঙ্গলা তৈরি দেখো এক প্যাকেট জল রেখে গেছে পিঙ্ক কালার কিন্তু ওটা নর্মাল লাগছে যেমন চল তো ওই যে বিশ্বাস করবো যদি তোমার চোখের লাইট এফেক্ট কিংবা আই এফেক্ট এরকম করে না
ডিফেক্টিভ আইস
চাচামিচি করলো ভুলভাল বলছে ভুলভাল বলছে নেক্সট ডে গুরুমাজি 7th তখন ও বাথরুমে ঢুকেছে বউজি তখন বলছে ওখান থেকে বলছে আরে আমি পিঙ্ক কালার জল দেখছি চিৎকার করছে বলছে তোমার চোখের এফেক্ট
No. I didn't say pink.
But you take this dark white.
And really no pink bucket. No pink bucket in my house. No pink bucket in my house. No pink. White bucket is there. What is it? She knows. Any pink bucket have you seen in my house? Because she stayed in my house. No pink bucket.
None at all.
And I did not believe. I told first day, Jay, you are... Just don't tell like this. I was surprised the very next
shower also pink.
It was pink.